Remarks.
Certainly. Good morning, all. On behalf of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis, led by Prime Minister the Honorable Dr. Terence Chu, I extend greetings to the members of the Country Task Force from the Committee on the Rights of the Child. As stated, I am Azilla Clark. I serve as the Permanent Secretary with responsibility for the Ministry of Social Development and Gender Affairs. For the purposes of this meeting, I serve as the delegation lead for this engagement. Joining me today as the Federation's delegation will be Mr. Naren Maynard, our Director of the Department of Probation and Child Protection Services, Dr. Hazel Laws, the Chief Medical Officer from the Ministry of Health, Dr. Tricia Esdale, Senior Assistant Secretary for the Ministry of Education, Ms. Leandra Edwards and Ms. Ashley Maynard, Crown Counsels from the Ministry of Justice and Legal Affairs, Ms. Natasha Burt, Foreign Services Officer for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and our ministry's focal point, Dr. Dawn Henry. From the Ministry of Health, Gender Affairs and Social Empowerment on our sister island of Nevis, Ms. Eudona Leibert, Child Protection Officer, and Ms. McGrell Sargent, Probation Officer. Representing the Probation and Child Welfare Board, our Legal Counsel, Mr. Rohan Walters, and Board Member, Ms. Palsy Wilkin. The tagline for the National Social Protection Strategy for the Federation is making St. Kitts and Nevis the best place to grow up and to grow old in. This remains a fundamental vision for the government of St. Kitts and Nevis. The second periodic report to the Committee on the Rights of the Child, coupled with the responses to the list of questions, has provided a synopsis of the efforts of the Federation to attain that vision. We look forward to an engaging exchange as we learn from the experiences of the committee members and their nations as we continue to care, protect, and provide for the children across our Federation. Good day to all.